When Nancy Boyd Lennon was a teenager, she used to hide when a certain young man came to visit her father, John Boyd. Lennon says she and her two sisters were young and immature, and they didn't want to interact with this boy, who was something of a social outcast. He certainly wasn't one of the self-assured, athletic guys her father typically coached at the nearby high school. But this young man would ride his one-speed bicycle some 10 miles to sit with Boyd and listen to old 78 records of the big bands of the 30s and 40s.
So this boy, I don't think, had a dad or father in his life. So he would ride on his bike down to our house, and my dad would invite him in, and they would listen to records together, and we would all roll our eyes, and because this kid was kind of geeky, and, you know, he was not, you know, in the mainstream of athletic young men that my dad probably associated with, you know, himself and with high school, but he was such a kind man, and I think probably to this day that was helpful to that young man.
Lennon says she knows that many people in her family embody a kind spirit to those who are in need or less fortunate because John Boyd taught them by example.
I can remember riding past somebody with an old car, and I went, oh, look at that car. I can't believe it. And my father said, no one wants to drive a car like that. You know, that's sometimes what happens to people. And that was a lesson I never forgot.
John Boyd was born in Newark, New Jersey. When he was young, he went to live with his aunts on Long Island, where he excelled as both a student and an athlete. He believed in hard work and education, and he spent his career as a math teacher and a coach. In fact, his athleticism was probably his most memorable trait. He earned 4 varsity letters in high school, and after his time as an aviation navigator during World War II, when he went to college on the GI Bill, Boyd, at age 32, was the starting shortstop for the Hofstra University baseball team. Lennon says her dad was like the bionic man, even in his later years, when he played competitive tennis well into his 80s.
He did take a set from the United States senior tennis champion, and I kind of said, Dad, the guy is 66. And he said, well, I'm 75, so that's a big deal. So I guess it was.
One friend of Boyd said he was like a feather on the court. He was fast as could be, but never hit hard to a lady. Another friend, Jackie Dorn of East Dennis, met Boyd after he and his wife Catherine moved to Cape Cod in 1986 to retire. Dorn also admired Boyd's tennis abilities.
He was like a ballerina on court. He didn't like it when I said that to him. I'm very much a man. I'm not a ballerina. And I said, I know that, Jack, but you are like a ballerina on court. He just knew where to place the ball. His placements were just beautiful.
Boyd and Dorn's husband Ken were tennis partners. And when Boyd's wife Catherine passed away more than 20 years ago, the Dorns and Boyd became even closer friends.
He was a widower for 20 years and had a hard time with it. So my husband and I kind of took him under our wing and we included him in all our activities just so he could get out of the house and not be so depressed. And then my husband got sick and passed away. That was 3 years ago. And then Jack and I had a 3-year relationship, and then he passed away.
Oh, so he was your boyfriend?
He was my companion.
After his wife Catherine died, Boyd remained in his Yarmouthport home and continued to help others the best he could. He would drive cancer patients to treatment. He also volunteered at Hospice and Palliative Care of Cape Cod, where his job every fall and winter was to drill small holes in scallop shells, between 2,000 and 3,000 shells each year. Wire was then put through the holes, and the shells were placed on the trees of memory that the hospice organization erects each year in 17 different towns. Pauline Greenberg-Neves is the director of philanthropy at hospice. She says Jack was one of the first volunteers she met when she came to the job almost 8 years ago.
It was just probably one of our favorite times was when we knew he was coming into the office. And he always had a smile on his face and a story to tell about something that happened that day. But the reason he took our Tree of Memories so seriously and loved it so much is because he would drill these shells waiting to find the perfect scallop shell for his wife.
It was hospice and palliative care who took care of Boyd's wife when she was sick and dying, and he never forgot. So as he worked his way through the shells, he would select what he considered the perfect shell for Catherine.
It had to be a perfect shape. It had to be a perfect color. And he would put it aside from the rest of the boxes and bring it in and ask us to please put Catherine Rose's name on that shell.
The stories about John Boyd go on and on, some caring and helpful, others just fun. There was the time he tried to sneak into the Olympic hockey championship game in Lake Placid in 1980 by jumping on the Zamboni. Then there was the time in the mid-1990s when he went over to Scotland for the British Open, where he rented a small plane and did loop-de-loops over St. Andrews.
His attitude was just every day was a blessing, and he brought that with him everywhere he went.
John Boyd of Yarmouth Port passed away on Monday, June 11th. After more than 9 decades of hard work and dedication, living every day the best he could, his daughter Nancy says his heart slowed down and he died of old age. He was 91. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.